Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
The precariousness of balance. When people find out that I run a podcast, they often ask where I find ideas to talk about. I share that the inspiration can come from a lot of different areas. Sometimes it's a book or an article I've read. Sometimes it's a discussion with a friend, a colleague, a client, or even a stranger that's been the spark. And then there are the posts that I write as a way to wrestle with a topic that I'm puzzling with, such as today on balance. What is balance? Well, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines balance in a number of ways. As a piece of equipment used for measurement, the physical equilibrium, maintaining your balance on a sailboat, the equal space between two opposite elements, junk food versus exercise. In the context of art, balance is an aesthetically pleasing integration of elements. An amount in excess, especially on the credit side, of a bank account, and mental or emotional stability. The idea of physical equilibrium, space between opposing elements and mental emotional stability, is somewhat helpful, but they don't quite fit what I was looking for. They're describing an exact point, but life is made up of a series of points or moments. At some point during the time that a client and I are working together, we will talk about how things may be different when they've finished therapy. What is their picture of life after the change? In order to discover how you view balance, substitute balanced for finished therapy, or what is your picture of life after you've achieved a level of balance? I suspect each of you will answer differently. When we recognize that what an ideal balance is for one person is completely out of balance for someone else, it becomes clear that balance as a concept is incredibly individual. Also, what a balanced life looks like at one stage of life no longer fits at a later stage. And to complicate things, that sense of being balanced can change from one day to another depending on energy levels, weather, people contact, or an endless bunch of other factors. I wonder if being able to live a balanced life requires a certain level of self-awareness, knowing not only when we feel balanced, but also being aware when we feel off balance. Feeling off balance is one of the most common reasons people begin seeing a therapist. They may not be sure what's going on, but they don't feel right. Similar to the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Maybe we don't recognize that we are living a balanced life because everything's ticking along nicely. We're living our lives with few problems. We look for balance only when we become aware of its non-existence. Then we play the game of adding more of this or that in an attempt to bring us back to a feeling of equilibrium. How many of us have thought that I just need more sleep, or less work, or more fun, or less whatever, and life will be better? Once we can imagine what a balanced life looks like for us, what we're aspiring to, how do we get there? It appears that the search for a balanced life has been a human activity for a long time. Here are some of the tools that I've found. The 80-20 rule. The idea behind this tool is that when looking for balance, it's unnecessary to micromanage things in your life or constantly correct when things feel a little bit off kilter. People use this as a way to balance spending, 80% of total income, and savings, 20%, or managing food. If 80% of your diet is healthy, don't worry about the rest. The Buddhist idea of the middle way. The Buddha came to this idea after living a life of extremes. In his youth, he was a wealthy prince, and then he chose to give it up to live as an ascetic. As a holy man, his practices were so extreme that he almost died. As part of his spiritual journey, he discovered the value of living between the extremes, or the middle way. Everything in moderation. This tool fits with the middle way as a search for balance that doesn't preclude anything. Just don't do too much of it. The one in and one out rule. This tool helps maintain balance once it's been reached. Basically, for every new thing you add in your life, something else must leave. This can apply to things, in some cases people, or activities. Now, can we have it all? One of the reasons people search for a balanced life is their desire to have or do it all. But is this possible? Maybe, but not all at the same time. Perhaps one piece to the search for a balanced life is that we need to expand the time frame. Rather than asking if we're balanced in this week or month or year, maybe we can ask if we're living a balanced life at this stage. Or what if the Merriam-Webster definition is right and balance takes place in the moment, only to shift out of balance so easily? Well, the search continues. If you're finding that you are having difficulty finding balance, please reach out. And I will see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakeye.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.